and welcome back to the Trust Podcast. And today we'll talk about a common belief in cybersecurity. The faster I can respond, the less likely I am to be attacked. So is that true or false? It's a compelling idea, but the answer might surprise you because it's false. Sure, rapid response can help reduce damage once an attack is underway, but it doesn't stop the attack from happening in the first place. And that's an important distinction. Automated bots don't care how quick you are. They don't sleep, they don't wait, they're scanning, targeting, and attacking all around the clock, whether you're ready or not. So what really matters? Preparation. That's what matters. How ready are you when the attack hits? Recently, there has been a big wake-up call for retail. Recent breaches at major retailers have put cybersecurity back on the radar for everyone across the sector. If you're in retail, your tech teams are likely reviewing systems, vendors are knocking on your doors with solutions, and your leadership is asking the hard questions. And they should be, because retail tech is not simple. From customer-facing tools like digital signage and self-checkouts, to operational systems for logistics, finance, and supply chain, everything is connected. And as recent events have shown us, unless you build on solid security foundations and work with partners who prioritize security, you are vulnerable. Cyber attacks are becoming more frequent, more complex, and more damaging. And they're not just targeting the big brands anymore. SMBs are often hit even harder because they're less equipped to respond and recover. AI is only accelerating this trend too. It's making phishing more convincing, social engineering more effective, and attacks more automated. You don't actually need to be a sophisticated hacker to wreak havoc anymore. Just a few scripts and a malicious intent. So, why isn't speed a strategy? Don't get me wrong. Quick response times can limit damage, but being fast doesn't stop the threat. Panic-driven decisions like unplugging the internet or shutting everything down might feel like an action, but they rarely solve the real issue. Instead, businesses need to slow down to go fast. So what does that mean? It means thinking before reacting, building layered defences, assessing risks for clarity, and aligning your security efforts across people, processes, and technology. Cybersecurity is not a one-time fix. It is a continuous journey. For example, think of your business like a home. A locked front door is a good start, but maybe it's not enough. You also need an alarm, cameras, maybe even a dog. The same principle applies to your tech. Firewalls alone won't save you. You need antivirus, threat detection, endpoint protection, cloud controls, and most importantly, visibility. The strongest security strategies don't rely on a single tool. They layer multiple defenses that work together. One to be aware of are the smash and grab attacks. Not every cyber attack is sophisticated. Many are fast and blunt. Attackers might not even know who you are. They're just scanning for weak links. And if they find one, they're in, grab what they can, cause damage, demand ransom, move on. And this isn't even hypothetical. It's happening every day. So ask yourself, why are we reviewing our security? Is it to prevent financial loss? To meet compliance requirements? To protect your reputation? Safeguard your customers. Knowing your why gives you direction, and direction leads to strategy. So where is your data and where are you at risk? Your data lives in more places than ever now, and each area has its own vulnerabilities. So let's break it down. You have your endpoints, so your laptops, your tablets, your mobile devices. The risks include device theft, outdated software, unsecured networks. And the solutions? Mobile device management, patching, endpoint detection and response. Then you have your networks, which is the connective tissue of your business. The risks, natural disasters, external intrusions. And the solutions to this include network segmentation, intrusion detection, backup and disaster recovery. And then you have your cloud, where your apps and services live. The risks include account takeovers, phishing, insider threats. And the solutions include identity and access management, multi-factor authentication, cloud access controls, and cloud backups. So if you have a plan, pressure test it. Having a plan is great, but have you actually tested it? Do your teams know what to do in a crisis? Have you run simulations? Do you know who's in charge and what the next steps are? Testing your response plans can dramatically reduce the damage of a real incident and get your business back on its feet faster. At the end of the day, your security is a journey and not a checkbox. At Trust, we don't treat cybersecurity like it's a box to tick. It's embedded into everything we do, from digital signage to cloud infrastructure. We know there's no finish line in security. There's no done. It's just constant evolution, adaptation, and improvement. So let's talk. As a trusted network provider, cloud provider, and digital managed services provider, we work closely with retailers to build secure, scalable in-store and ecosystems. From CMS and Wi-Fi to hybrid cloud, security is at the heart of every layer. Because in today's environment, you cannot deliver seamless customer experiences without strong cybersecurity. So if you're curious about how your current setup stacks up or where you might be vulnerable, we are here to help. Thank you for listening to this episode of Trust Podcast. If today's episode sparked questions or ideas, share it with your team. And if you want to dig a little deeper into any topic we covered, don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, stay secure, stay aware, and stay connected.